This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and we're going to talk about something, Bill, a little differently here, the automated health monitoring system. This comes from the Cornell Group, looking at comparing that to basically on-farm observations in terms of health and performance on cows. The real question is, how much intervention should we be looking at, and what level of detection can occur out there on dairy farms? So they ran this study basically from 3 to 10 days in milk, monitoring clinical exams compared to the automated system, and then 10 to 21 days as well. They found that there was really no major differences between the two in terms of reproductive performance, no difference in milk production at 60 days in milk, but there was a trend in lower pregnancy loss with the automated system, 5.4 of visual observation cows and 2.7 on the automated ones as well. The good news, Bill, is that they looked at specificity, and these automated units are quite accurate. They really can pick up these cows and basically 97.6% accuracy. They then looked at a herd of 1,840 cows. They had 2,450 calvings here, and they found that with the automated system, there were 760 fewer cows sorted compared to the visual, and what that meant that there was 426 fewer hours of labor involved in this big study as well. What does that mean in terms of actual numbers? Well, the visual observation required 3 workers. 1 worker could work with the automated health system here, and basically said after about 5 years that everything, all the costs would be break even and you'd be in the profitability using these various systems on the farm. They also looked at measurements such as metritis, indigestion, ketosis, and certainly the automated system was much more efficient in the ketosis area as far as that goes. 72% of the disorders were found by visual observation, 56% with the automated health system out there in the program. Here are probably one of the important numbers, Bill, and that is in the first 21 days, they got slightly more than 7 pounds more milk with the automated system affecting these cows compared to those that were clinical. And the take-home message might be there, Bill, and that is who gets sick when we first see it. And that's the power of the automated system. They will detect sickness a bit earlier. What's the cost-benefit ratio here? Well, we look at a total cost per cow of the system, $3.20. Treatment cost, $1.70. The extra milk gave us a profitability, cash flow-wise, of about $42 more per cow in that short time period in early lactation. So our take-home messages are that certainly these automated systems are going to be coming. There's more of them occurring here. They can really detect animal health and disorders very accurately here, and certainly will be technology our farmers will be looking at in the future. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
Neil Armstrong waited 6 hours and 39 minutes to step onto the surface of the moon. Jackie Robinson waited 20 months to play his first game with the Brooklyn Dodgers. And even DiCaprio had to wait 22 years to win an Oscar. You can wait until your destination. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
While tight margins are currently experienced by many farm producers, as reflected in USDA September farm income forecast, Agriculture Department Chief Economist Seth Meyer told an audience at this week's AgriPulse Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City, market shocks could lead to price spikes. However,
I don't know what the next shock will be, nor do I know what other countries' responses will be to those shocks.
Among potential sources for market shocks in the near future,
we've seen containerized costs rise, and that has been in the past a problem for us in terms of overall containerized ag exports. So a challenge here, seeing some challenges for our export competitiveness through low Mississippi River levels. We've seen drought creep back into a lot of areas that we hadn't seen it 6 months ago. Certainly, we've got some uncertainties when it comes to drought and prices for margins in the coming year.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.